Charles Barkley said a comment that a lot of people had a lot of brushback about basically Charles Barkley saying that Isaiah Thomas before the game, him showing that emotion made Charles Barkley uncomfortable. Here's the audio from it.
I'm not feeling comfortable with him sitting on the sideline crying like that. That makes me uncomfortable. So that tells me he's not in shape to play. To be sitting on the sideline a few minutes before the game crying, that makes me uncomfortable for him. That's just not a good look, in my personal opinion.
Now, I'll be the person who is the general social media person reacting to it. Was who cares what Charles Barkley thinks about this? To make it about him and what Barkley feels when Isaiah Thomas's sister passed away. Who are you to say that it makes you feel uncomfortable that he's showing emotion? But like, I don't want to be one of the people who slams Charles Barkley. And don't get me wrong, like, if he says something wild, I'll be the first one to say, like, yo, Charles Barkley out here wilding, so don't listen to what he has to say about that. It's not a real reflection of somebody who's watched a lot of basketball this year. But for this, do you really think it's that unreasonable for a teammate to feel uncomfortable around another teammate who is showing emotion and crying before the game? Because I do think there's something to be said for the other teammates having to be on eggshells and perhaps not being able to be their full personality because they know they have somebody who's sensitive about a situation that certainly deserves to be sensitive about. But are you able to be your complete self when perhaps being your complete self makes you a better basketball player? By the way, Boston lost this game. Isaiah Thomas played well, but not everybody on the Celtics played well in the game.
I think a lot of times there's probably more going on in locker rooms than people think. Somebody breaks up with their girlfriend. Somebody's wife asks for a divorce. You know, somebody's parents die. I would think that during the course of the season, you know, much like you going into your daily job where different things are happening in life away from the game, away from the team, you know, I'm sure everybody reacts differently. There'll be some people that'll look at Thomas, if he's crying before the game, that maybe he's not ready to go. Well, he certainly looked like he was ready to go. He played very well for the Celtics. Mm-hmm. I think how somebody goes about whether they want to play or whether they don't want to play, I think is up to the individual themselves. You know, if it was, say, Thomas's wife and he had three little kids at home and he had to, like, take care of them and he couldn't be there, I think that could be right for Isaiah Thomas. If it's right for him to be at the game and play, maybe that's the best way to grieve. Mm. You know, I don't know that anybody can say what the best way is. Certainly, you know, if you're the coach, you might have to come down. If, let's say, he's playing real poorly out there, mm-hmm. where you don't think he's ready to go, because that was something that Barkley was saying, that he wasn't sure that he was in the right mind or, you know, to be able to get out there and play. Then that's up to the head coach to say, you know what, Isaiah, I'm sorry, you can't be in the game. You're not focused enough. We're going to have you over here on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, I see that perspective. And yeah, as a coach, I think it's a difficult situation too, because I think no matter what, a team's going to be better with their best player on the floor, right? Isaiah Thomas, you can't make the case that him not being there under any circumstances will give them a better chance to win the game.
Well, unless he's just so out of that he's turning the ball over all the time or isn't hitting any shots. I mean, there comes a point. I think you're right. To start the game, I think you're right. Mm-hmm. If the guy wants to play, I think you got to put him in there. I think you're hoping at the next point that he is able to be enough of himself, and sometimes that's the escape somebody needs for a couple of hours, doing something normal as opposed to, you know, sitting at home and, you know, being sad and being down.
Because that's what we always bring up, the Brett Favre example, right? Like, this is the go-to example. When his dad passed away before Monday Night Football, he faced the Raiders back in the mid-2000s. He goes out and throws 6 touchdowns in the game and basically uses the game as a tribute to his dad. I mean, that story's been well documented. I just wonder, like, how many times has it been the other way where, like, somebody passes away and it affects either the person or, again, it makes the Barkley perspective of this, and I can't ignore it, that it makes the people around him a little bit more on edge and not feeling in their comfort zone because they feel like they have to either curtail their personality or at least be a little bit sensitive around somebody who's dealing with a sensitive situation. And does that make them be a little bit more out of their element? And how often does something like that happen? And as a coach, can you really even prepare for something like that? Because Brad Stevens certainly put in a tough situation with this.
Yeah, and I think you're right in the sense that no matter anybody, if somebody loses a loved one, I think you're going to react to them with compassion. You're going to talk to them. You're going to, you know, give your condolences, tell them that you're sorry. I don't know what more Barkley would expect to do or what more people would expect. How is it going to change? How is it going to change how you play with somebody out on the floor?
Yeah, I mean, I've just said, like, you know, the culture of athletics where everything's up for jokes, right? Everything is up to be cracked about, joked about. And when you have a situation like that where you clearly can't, like, be jovial and you do not want to, like, show too much happiness around somebody who's dealing with something that is such a negative to them.
All right.
Like, do you have to curtail your own happiness for events that are going on around when you have somebody who's sitting right next to you who's clearly feeling it?
If you normally joke around in the locker room, I'd say, yes, you probably have to do that. But I think you'd have to do that in life, where you are at your job, or if somebody comes to church, or somebody comes to wherever you might go, if you're involved in some sort of club. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, yes, you're going to have to change your personality, but that shouldn't affect you how you play the game that much.
Yeah, I mean, it clearly might affect Charles Barkley because he's someone who just sat out there and said, it makes me feel uncomfortable, and I don't know how that would affect me if I was out there on the court. So, I mean, there's one person who played basketball at a professional level who was pretty doggone good.
So let me ask you, if Charles is the top player on the team, okay,
yeah,
and the person who lost a loved one is, say, the fifth or sixth best player, does Charles then go to the team and say, you know what, it's making me uncomfortable, send him home?
Does this maybe or if it's like the second or third best player, like, yeah, him being around is a downer for this entire locker room, and we can't play when we're this, you know, we're this down, go home. Like, I don't feel like that's actually solving the issue.
No, I don't either.
So it's maybe just something that you just have to deal with as a team, and maybe it'll affect them negatively and they won't win this series, or maybe they'll be inspired by it, or maybe we'll never be able to measure the impact that something like this has